Good morning, everybody. Merry Christmas. And it's a joy to share this Christmas service together. Today I want to speak about hope fulfilled, joy to the world. Hope is indeed born at Christmas. This is God our Father's plan, announced by angels to shepherds in the fields nearby, who responded eagerly, advised to wise men, magi, in a land beyond Israel's borders, who responded with perseverance in following a guiding star. Today our message is joy to the world. Hope is fulfilled. Wise men indeed still do see Jesus. Governments and powers are disturbed. And in the middle of all this, well, what will our response be? I'd like to share a reading of the story of the wise men and then share a joyful reflection based on the angel song before sharing some thoughts on this joy in the world as hope is fulfilled. Our reading, first of all, comes from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. It's the story of the visit of the wise men, the Magi. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the prophets and the chief priests and the teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least amongst the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me that I too may go and worship him." After they'd heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they'd seen rose ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented to him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. Let's reflect for a minute or two on that reading and savour the words of the angels as they sang their song, "Joy to the World." We'll sing that at the end of our service. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Saviour reigns. Let all their songs employ, while fields and floods and rocks and hills and plains repeat the sounding joy. He rules the world with truth and peace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness and wonders of his love. Joy, unspeakable joy, an overflowing well, no tongue can tell. Joy, unspeakable joy, it rises in my soul and never lets me go. In our reading today, the Magi, the wise men, persevered in their journey and they found the Christ, the newborn Saviour, the Anointed One. They were overjoyed and they offered their famous gifts in worship, gold, frankincense and myrrh. It makes me smile still when I see the message at Christmas, "Wise men still seek Jesus." It's so very true. They had persevered in their quest. It had been a long journey for them, not Jews, but learned men of a land to the east, and they travelled in hope. The shepherds had been in the fields nearby, and they responded eagerly to the call of the angels, the song in the sky. But these men had pursued their quest from afar, seeking, in their words, the Christ, born King of the Jews, the Anointed One of God. They were quite upfront with King Herod about this, and they didn't realise what a bombshell that they dropped, as we read that Herod and all Jerusalem was disturbed. That's putting it mildly, I think. Though they knew that it was in Bethlehem that this answer, this King, this Christ was to be found. What I want to say to us is this: don't be disturbed as was Herod, but rather be overjoyed as those wise men were when they left Herod's court and picked up again the star's guidance towards Bethlehem. In fact, in the direction that Herod pointed them. And then they came to the house where the child was, where they bowed down and worshipped and opened their treasures. Let hope be born in you this Christmas, or be reborn. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. These are the words of the Apostle Paul. My own testimony is this, that Jesus' truth is always liberating because he offers us the insight and the guidance we need. He knows the way that we need to take and the decisions we need to make. The baby in the manger became, in his own words, the Son of Man. He shared our humanity as well as sharing God's divinity, God and man together in one. Here's the Bible's claim, that Christmas brings hope. The one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus is the person who is in control, who offers to guide us through this life and brings us a true and perfect peace, a future beyond this life also. Jesus is the light who will overcome the darkness. The Christmas of all Christmases, this Christmas we're in need of hope. The Apostle John, as a follower and biographer of Jesus, spoke of him as light. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not been able to overcome it. Jesus' coming had been long expected by the prophets of the Old Testament. John's words about Jesus' birth had been foreshadowed by prophets of long ago, Isaiah, for example, back in the 8th century BC. The truth remains from then until now the same, because God himself affirms this. This will be forever, as Isaiah had said under the Holy Spirit's insight. People are living without hope, but light has dawned in darkness. A child is born, a son is given. The government will be upon his shoulders. He will be Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace. This will be forever, because God has said so. Again, as John says, as a biographer, we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus is full of grace and truth. It's hard to find your way in the dark, and for many, 2020 has felt rather if on the journey of our lives we've moved off the well-lit motorway onto some dark, unfamiliar country lanes that we're expected to navigate without the sat-nav. It's got to its craziest when COVID and Brexit come together in this most bizarre of scenarios, where the channel crossings are shut before the chimes of Brexit on New Year's Eve, all because of a mutation in the coronavirus. Well, thank God they're open again. But we've been confronted by the scary reality that we only have one life, and it's often unclear about how to live it and how to make the best decisions for it. Thank God, enter Jesus, full of truth, a man, though he claims to be God, who directs the future, understands the past, and knows us better than we do ourselves. His truth is sometimes unsettling because we're not always sure that it's the right way to go. But Jesus says of himself, "I am the light of the world. I am the way and the truth and the life. I am the resurrection and the life." There's no mistaking it. He says, "I invite you to a new life for now and for always." So what will be our response? Well, I want to say, let hope be born in us. Let hope be born or reborn again in you this Christmas time. Put some practical steps into place while you enjoy the Christmas holiday. For example, join an online fellowship group in this church or another, wherever you are. Think about joining the online Alpha course, which starts late January, if you want to ask the question of what life is all about, if you want to look afresh at the claims of Jesus on your life. Meanwhile, hang in close with the fellowship of the family of the local church where you are, in this church, your brothers and sisters in Christ. Meanwhile, enjoy this Christmas holiday. May I offer you the blessing of God as we close this last service of the 2020 year. May the blessing of God fill you with all hope, with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. God bless, enjoy this holiday, and a blessed new year to you also. Amen.